All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Approval of minutes submitted by clerk treasurer, also on our website.
So.
And motion by Matt, second by Scott. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. I want to thank, before we do these approval, to Michelle and her staff for getting everything ready for us so we can move forward and miss our meeting, our first meeting in June. So I thank you for that. So approval allowance claims submitted by the clerk treasurer, also noted on the website.
So moved.
And motion by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Approval of payroll allowance docket, also submitted by the clerk treasurer and on our website.
So moved.
Got a motion by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. We'll take a second here to sign these documents. Any comments from the public on any of our agenda items? None. Ordinance and resolution, we have two ordinances here. Ordinance number 2022-R-009, an ordinance authorizing and approving the entry into an interlocal agreement for the joint use and operation of the Jeffersonville Clark County Animal Shelter. We talked about this our last meeting. Jake, did you see anything else we needed to be aware of?
Not at all. It's valid for every 3 years, and that's the reason for the city of Jeffersonville sending us back out there.
Okay. All right. Note there now, it says, now therefore be it ordained by this town council of Sudbury, Indiana, the following council does hereby authorize and approve the entry into the interlocal agreement for a joint use and operation of Jeffersonville Clark County Animal Shelter. Town council president or town manager shall have the authority to execute the interlocal agreement attached herein. This ordinance shall be in full force and effective upon its passage and prolongation of the evidence by the affirmative signatures of the undersigned as majority of the duly elected serving members of this council. So with that said, I have a motion for approval.
Hey, Brad, before we take a motion, Jake just said it was 3 years since we've done anything on this. Do we have a 3-year agreement?
The exhibit, the actual interlocal agreement itself is good for 3 years, and then we'll send out a new interlocal agreement every 3 years.
Okay, well, forgive me for not understanding what it is, but what does it actually do? Is it just services provided by?
Correct. So there is the overall budget for the city of Jeffersonville animal shelter. It's broken down pro rata by population for everybody who participates there.
It's on the second page.
Oh,
hey, I was trying to. Did you hand those out?
I did. I don't think there's one in yours. I thought you had it.
I was going to say, it should say what the town sales version is on.
Right here on the second page, it says $22,410.
So do we actually have an animal control person? Do we take animals there?
The police department.
Our police department. What's that?
I mean, I've seen a truck here, so I didn't know who was designated as a dog catcher.
So if we get the, and it's for domestic animals, so if we get calls in the town cell for bring that domestic animal, cat dog, et cetera, the police officer would come with the control truck, police animal control truck.
So wild animals are DNR?
Wild animals are handled through a separate agreement that we have with Animal Services, I believe, out of Charles
County. Mr. Holman, you'd be interested in page three.
Section 8, cat diversion program, which I wasn't aware of the diversion program for cats. However, free roaming community cats, including feral cats, will be spayed, neutered, ear tipped, and vaccinated against rabies immediately after intake at the shelter. Once the medical care has been given, community cats are returned to their home area. Did you notice that? That is the cat diversion program.
So they're returned to the wild?
Returned back to the area that they're brought from.
After that expansion?
Yes. Sounds like a pretty good deal.
For the cat.
I don't know if me being neutered, ear tipped, and vaccinated is a good deal or not.
Yeah, I mean, he's not being euthanized, you know?
No, that is, it's a no kill zone.
Very good.
Actually had a dog picked up by one of our officers in my house last week and was taken to the shelter. Followed it on Facebook, someone came and picked it up.
They did an unbelievable job, didn't they?
Yeah, they were in Jeff, and the dog was picked up at Highway 60 and 31 in Solesa area. So how the dog got that far?
I hadn't seen this before. I was just asking for some education and thanks, Councilman McBoyd, for that.
Anytime you're interested in diversion, any criminal activity, go come see me.
Thank you.
Okay, with all that said, I'm asking for that motion for the...
So moved.
Got a motion by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Got a motion for... Rule of signing, stating the second reading, waiving...
I'll make a motion to waive the second reading.
I'll second.
All right, that's a motion by Scott, got a second by Matt. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. All right, move for final approval of motion of ordinance number 2022-OR.
So...
-009, an ordinance authorizing and approving the entry into a interlocal agreement for the joint use of operation of the Jeffersonville Clark County Animal Shelter. I got a motion by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Thank you. And our next ordinance is number 2022-OR-010, an ordinance amending ordinance 2019-OR-022, establishing conditions and requirements of right-of-way activity permits.
Thank you, Mr. President. Worked with the town manager on this. The really only modifications, Mr. Smith talked to you about subcontractors coming in to kind of shut roads down. And so what we've done is added the, you'll see in bold and italicized sections two, just add lane restrictions and temporary road closures that a right-of-way permit is going to be required. There will be no cost for said permit. No fee, except for if they do violate it, they will pay a fine. And after this is adopted, the executive secretary will publish this or have it published in the New York Tribune 30 days of after it will be effective. I don't know if there's anything else I need to add.
Just a note from our attorney, the item 15 on page 4, those different fees and different amounts to be paid by, or could be paid by for lack of notification and coming in and filling out the needed paperwork for this order. So, have a motion for approval.
So moved.
Motion by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Terry. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Motion to waive second reading.
So moved.
Motion by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Randy.
No, what's that?
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Motion to approve ordinance number 2022-OR-010, an ordinance amending ordinance 2019-OR-022, establishing conditions, requirements of right-of-way activity permits.
Thank you.
Scott, do I have a second? Second by Matt. Any discussion?
Charlie, I do have one quick question.
I have a quick answer.
When it comes to contractors disturbing grass, I think it's happened a couple times. So this ensures that when grass or whatever property owned by the town or a resident is returned as close to or back to normal as possible.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved.
Who made the actual motion?
Is there a first one?
Okay, Scott.
Scott, and then Terry, and then the last one was Scott and Matt.
Thank you.
All right, our unfinished business, the Town of Sutherland YMCA sponsorship. I think at our last meeting, Mr. White and, we had a representative from YMCA discuss the desires from other local communities for their involvement. He explained how $6,100 plus or minus has already been issued from last year that they noted was invested in Sutherland residents alone. We may know that it's utilized for us, for lifeguards and such. Like I said, it's obvious that people in our community do use the YMCA. And so this is something new for us from the town perspective. So we was asked to give anywhere from $1,000 up to $10,000. So I guess I'm here to ask if you want to show any support or have any desire to support the YMCA and what they do, and give some sort of notoriety, I believe. But I don't think that's really what we're really out for. I think we're just out for the fact that people in our community do use it. So, Scott, I know you was the one that brought them in, so.
Right, thanks, Brad. After speaking with the YMCA, the Clark County YMCA, in the Torrington facility, listening to the presentation that was brought before us in our last council meeting, somewhere between 12% and 15% of our residents utilize the YMCA, either at a younger age or at an elder age. They do provide the town a lot of services. Some of those services are waived due to financial considerations. To be quite honest with you, it's like I said in the last meeting, I was one of those kids that was hungry. I know what that's like. And I think that we can show some of the support for an organization that does a lot for our community, just right down the road. I think we should. Other townships and cities also make those donations for those services. And there are some elderly people that utilize that facility. So my recommendation, and I'll leave this up for the rest of the council to decide, is that the town of Sellersburg donate $5,000 to the Clark County YMCA for services.
So I have a motion by Councilman Boyd for $5,000. I'd like to just go on ahead and have a second, and then we can open it up for discussion today.
I'll make that second.
Okay, I got a second by Matt, so now up for discussion. Does anyone have, I have no problem with that. I want, like I said, I sit myself too. I know many members in our community that after we was watched, made a comment about, oh wow, this is really great that you all want to be involved in the lives. So I've had a few people that have made that comment. So I too am in favor for that $5,000. And anyone else has something they want to discuss?
I just wanted to, from my own memory, I think Mr. White was here last meeting and representing the Y. I think last year, I think there was a $6,700 price tag put on something of what they had actually waived for fees and food and different things for Sellersburg residents. And I think we had somebody in a number stuck with me. It's around 135 residents that, you know, kind of regularly go there. So I definitely think $5,000 is a good start, you know, in my mind.
Okay. All right. Anyone else have any more discussion?
So to bring it up, I think one of the things I'm most excited about is the possibility of having some mobile transportation provided by the Y for some of our senior citizens or after school care. I do know there's a lot of kids that maybe their only meal is going to come from the YMCA on some days. So So having that ability for them to come to Sellersburg, potentially to pick up our residents and bring them to there for activities, I think that's something that we're compared to, and I think we should follow up on to make sure that it's happening. That's all I have.
Anything else? All right, with that said, ask for a vote, motion for approval.
So moved.
So moved. I'll second.
Okay, now you approve?
I approve.
I just, very good.
Good.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay, motion approved. Thanks for bringing that to us, Scott, and like I said, I hope that everybody understands that, once again, this council continues to want to find reasons to support our people in our community moving forward, so. Our new business is something also, it's something exciting, I've got to be able to risk, I didn't realize, man, there's so much fine type reading here, Michelle, but once again, I think that both Michelle's along with Robin, and I believe some others that may have been in the conversation with us kind of redoing our payroll business with everything, it makes it easier, makes it more simple, so Michelle, what, leave it up to you.
Do you want me to come up there?
Yeah.
Can you turn the microphone on and come up, please? Can you turn the microphone on?
That one's always on.
Yeah, can you hear me? Okay. The current software we use is Keystone, and we started using that in 2000 when I came to the clerk treasurer's office. It's worked pretty well, but pretty much all it can do is write the checks for me, calculate the checks. I asked for a quote for their timekeeping software, which I know Charlie's been working on that, and I asked them for it a couple years ago, and theirs isn't web-based, is it cloud-based? And actually what we really need is something that's cloud-based, but their quote was over $9,000. Their annual software renewal fee just for payroll only is $3,710. The ADP comes with payroll, HR, benefits administration, the timekeeping software where the employees could clock in and out on their phones. They'll be able to look up in real time their PTO time that they have. Right now they can't. They have to wait till they get their check stub. They can go online in the app and change their benefits, their address, their tax withholdings. You responded and said you had it.
Yeah, one of the previous companies I worked at had ADP, and typically time to clock out, and they don't have this many employees here, but there'd be a line to clock out, but with ADP, you don't. You just clock out on your phone.
Right, they don't work currently using paper.
Yeah, and it worked really well. They had a lot of good success with ADP.
I just think it'll be a great benefit for the town and for the employees.
Okay, so our total investment would be the $10,458.62, correct? And then minus the whatever?
Yes, they're going to give us a discount, and then the total annual investment would be $8,069.78. Of course, that's going to vary year to year, depending on how many employees we have.
What's the current cost for the current provider?
This is just for the payroll software only. It's $3,710. That's our annual maintenance agreement.
And it hasn't been updated in 20 years?
The software has been updated, but it still only can do payroll. If I wanted to add the timekeeping software, which comes with ADP, it's $9,000. And it is not web-based. We would have to VPN each department into a server, and that would be very costly.
You've been clerk for a very long time. I know both Michelles will use this, and your professional opinion, that's going to make things run much more efficiently, much more smoother, much more accurate.
Yes. This will do our COBRA administration. It'll do our FMLA, so many things, taxes, W-2s. Charlie can look in and look, he can go in and look and see like when, you know, like how much employees are missing, if they're clocking in and leaving early or clocking in early or clocking in late or leaving early, he'll be able to see all that, and the supervisors will too.
From an employee standpoint too, they can enter their own vacation requests and personal day requests. Now, it'll be reviewed by someone and denied or approved. They can do it all on their phone as far as sending in their requests.
And before someone asks, I'm sure we'll have to update the employee handbook or whatever department policies for each department that you have in regards to clocking in, clocking out mobile. So, because.
It also has.
I know you're not clocking out at home.
Well, that was my first question. So, do they have geofencing? So, basically, you have to be within the fence limit of our public works facility.
There's a safeguard.
Absolutely, okay.
I don't have anything else.
And then, like, when you do a new employee handbook, then right now, you have to give everybody a new copy, and they have to sign saying they received it. So we'll be able to upload it in ADP. All the employees will get a notification. They have to sign saying that they have received a copy of it. Any training that we have, you know, to keep a copy, you know, keep records of the training, you send up the training, they complete the training, and we have record of it.
Wow, great.
Those handbooks are pretty important.
Yes, and I have spoke with State Board of Accounts, and it's not an issue with them to use ADP, and I've spoke to other clerk treasurers who use it and who love it.
I know every once in a while you see a few of you all, the clerks out there, and they all get aggravated. So like I said, I'm glad this is something that.
This can do so much more than what we currently have.
Absolutely, yeah, okay.
So I would just really appreciate it if y'all would consider.
Absolutely. All right, with that request, and everybody have any more questions or anything? So it sounds like this is a great opportunity for everyone moving forward. Like I said, it looks like it's has some savings, especially in the front end of it. So with that said, I ask for approval of the new ADP services and everything with an estimated annual investment of $8,069.78. Got a motion by Matt. Do I have a second? I'll second. Second by Randy. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved.
Thank you.
This time we're praying to sign in two places.
Thank you. All right. Okay. All right.
And council, you will actually use it too.
Mm-hmm.
When you get your check every month, you'll be able to log into your account. You'll put an app on your phone, log into your account, and see when your deposit went in. Right now, it's such a long process, for what we currently have.
Great. Okay, general comments from the public tonight. Receipt, staff reports. Charlie?
All right, today we'll start with our building commissioner update. I had an interview last week. I've got two more scheduled for this week. Hopefully we'll have a decision here and an offer extended by the end of the week for our new building commissioner. As you may have noticed, one of the two exits on 65 and exit 9 are now open. I would like to thank NDOT and Seymour, as well as Senator Garten, for coming to the table on that and having conversations to work with the community to help get that thing open and re-strategize what they were doing over there. So while the other side of the exit is still closed, we do at least have one access point going south from exit 9 now. So, pretty good improvement. Payment is ongoing with our CCMG. We finished Lakeside last week in South Fern. We've got Creston in downtown. They're going to be working through. And then once they get done with that, we'll be moving through to Albany, Cooperdale, and on north up to Dryer States. Memorial Day weekend is this weekend. Trash collection for Memorial Day. Typically we collect trash on holidays, except for this one, this year. Our trash guy is going to be taking the holiday off, so we'll be doing a double route on Tuesday. So if your trash collection is on Monday, it will be collected on Tuesday. It'll be on the website and our social media. As far as notice, also signs will go out here Thursday or Friday for the Monday route neighborhoods. Pool opens this Saturday. It is free swim day. I don't know how many people are going to come out and go swimming because honestly, it's going to be a little bit chilly this week. So I anticipate that water temperature because right now it's kind of nice. but I anticipate the water being a little bit cold, but we'll see. But free swim day on Saturday, it is also $10 off-season pass day, so if you want to see your pass, you can come out to the pool on Saturday and get $10 off your season pass for that. And then also a reminder of the Memorial Day ceremony next Monday at 11 a.m. here at Wilkerson Park. American Legion puts on a really nice Memorial Day program here at the park, as well as the Boy Scouts, both our troops, 6 and 7, usually come out and participate. I'm not sure who the speaker or the special guest is this year, but the Legion usually does a really nice and respectful program on Memorial Day.
What time is that?
11 a.m.
That on? Anybody got anything for Troy?
No, I've been updated on fireworks, and we have some more complaints, so yeah, we're good.
We're working good. Waiting on a response for the fireworks.
Thanks for bringing it up.
All right, moving forward, our staff report from Jacoby Toombs and Lambs. Ms. Lori on this, so she handed everyone out a nice green pager today on a lot of things we had going on, so it's exciting things to tell us.
Sure. I'll hit the high points for you.
Okay.
We did get final review back from Indiana American Water for the system connection, so we are going to have, based on their last comments, electrical is going to be working on that to get that done, and then we'll be ready to roll out on that. Exciting things would be that the new plant conservation at the wastewater treatment plant, it's been relocated, so that's going to reduce some excavation requirements, and that's $30,000 credit. Everybody likes to save money. You all hopefully received the Dropbox email regarding all the airport documentation. I hope. I'm looking at Charlie, but he's not looking up.
It came out late today.
Yeah.
Oh, late today?
Yeah, it came out late today. I wanted to make sure that we had everything current in there, because we will need to eventually figure out what to do with this change order that we talked about last time. So I have that again if you want to discuss it, or we can wait on that one. That is your call. Everything else, I believe that you all are capable of reading, and I think I have hit the high points for you. I guess unless Jake has anything to add at this time about the airport, or if Charlie would like to talk anything about State Road 60.
I will touch on a couple of things real quick.
I don't want to steal your thunder.
Yeah, so Camp Run Road, obviously, we've discussed between the council as well as redevelopment, our partnership with NDOT on the Poindexter intersection. Originally, we were going to, between redevelopment and the council, look at some money there as far as partnership. I had another conversation with NDOT today, right before the meeting, and through their partnership and continued interest in improving 60, our investment on that partnership is probably going to be somewhere just south of $100,000 compared to what it was originally going to be. So very significant savings.
So we're saving money?
A lot.
Plus, if I'm correct, it's happening sooner than what?
Potentially. So we're working through that with the utility relocates now. If we get these, there's one set of utilities, there's one pole with two different utilities sitting on, out there right now. They're both, I think one's AT&T and one's Spectrum. If we get that relocated, that project potentially could be done by the end of the year. But it's all going to be contingent on these utility relocates.
Warning on the other side of 60.
That is a water line. That is a water line connection that's happening now. For what the excavation, you see there on both sides of 60 on point extra, that's a water line connection that's going through. So originally the project was around $1.4 million that NDOT came to the table with. We committed to match $320,000 of that. Bids came in for the project, about $2.1 million on that, so obviously a very large increase on that. And then through working with NDOT, through the original commitment of the $1.479 million, I believe it was, They found some additional monies through a couple other programs to where they're going to be making up the majority of the difference on that, and we're in for 10% of the additional, which is going to be just under $100,000. So $200,000 savings on a project is $900,000 over estimates when the bids came in. So it's a huge win for the town. I think it just goes to show the commitment that NDOT has to us and a good partnership that we've got with NDOT coming to the table to help us with projects like these. I was also informed that the 2027 project list was approved. So between now and the end of 27, you're looking at the Highway 31 project rehab, you're looking at this traffic light at Poindexter, you're looking at a traffic light at St. Joe East, you're looking at a traffic light at St. Joe West, and improvement down at Perry Crossing as well be all complete. So you're looking at a lot of transformative projects that NDOT's going to be putting into the town around this, and our partnership here basically puts us in just about $100,000 of it.
That's great. Well, like I said, we really appreciate their understanding and their true commitment and what we've been moving forward, so for the safety of all the residents. So go back here to New York. And so
I didn't want to steal any of that thunder.
I know that did you have some other stuff you needed? Okay, so I'm gonna go back to this. I'm gonna go back to this right here. You know, we've talked about this twice. I think it's time to go on ahead and just get everything out so everybody can do what needs to be done moving forward with the airport project. So we have one last change order of $35,056.12 to approve to get to the next step of where we need to go, where Jake needs to go, and everyone else needs to go moving forward. So can I have an approval, a motion for that $35,056.12?
Mm-hmm.
That motion by Scott. Second. Can I have a second?
Second.
Second by Matt. Any other discussion?
This will be the final change order.
This is the last change order. In fact, I got the latest update today is that all but one punch list item has been completed, and that one, and we're trying to look at some things to see how they're going to fix it.
Okay.
Or what the outcome is.
Okay. Okay.
All
right. Anything else?
56.
All right. All in favor say aye. Aye. Same sign nay. Motion approved. Thanks for the great work and for the updates.
Hey, Brad, I got a question for Charlie. It might be a little over. The other day we were talking, I'm not sure if I'm talking to you or who it was, but someone discussed it. It may have been you out on the phone. Did someone talk about a possible roundabout in or near town? Is that on the table?
Perry Crossing.
Where Perry Crossing is 60?
Okay. It's in the county, so it has nothing to do with us.
Right, okay. You just brought it up. I just didn't mention it. And the other thing, and you know, I probably have done my due diligence here on the homework, reading about the 31 project for next year. Are they actually widening the road? Because people have asked me.
I have requested NDOT come to town hall and provide an informational session for the community when they're prepared to have their plans completely finalized. Right now, as I understand, they're doing assessments for right-of-way and temporary right-of-way that they will need for the project, and once that's complete they would come down here and do an informational session to lay out this is what we are doing, this is when we are doing it, this is how we are doing it, this is the impact of what it's going to be. Again, you know, I've had multiple conversations with them over the last few years. I have not had a specific meeting with them about this project in probably about 8 months. But obviously there's some markers out there up and down 31, a lot of questions are being asked to the town. You know, I'm going off of what they told me before that. If something has changed or different, again, whatever it may be, it's the same, that's fine. We need, you know, there's, and I know you guys are getting a lot of questions as well. So let's put the questions to bed, and you know, requested that that team that's working on that project. And it's not just an NDOT project. It's NDOT is doing it, but it is a federal project as well, because 31 is also a U.S. highway. So there's other aspects of that. It gets a little bit more convoluted. But I have requested they come down. As this about 2-3 weeks ago, and basically the response was, we're not quite ready to do that yet. But very soon, as soon as we are, we'll let
you know. So the answer is there may be a definitive plan. We just don't know what it is yet.
Okay. And to my knowledge, the plans that were published is what they're doing. The plans are available at the library And I went down there and looked at it myself here about 6 or 8 months ago. Now that scope has changed, I'm not sure. Again, which is why I've requested a public informational session on the project.
Alright. Hey Jake, do you have anything for us?
The only thing I was gonna request would be an executive session prior to the June 27th meeting. I don't know, 4:30 is okay, 5 o'clock, discuss the pending litigation that's currently out there and then any litigation we will be filing.
What was the date again, Jake?
It's gonna be June 27th.
For our meeting, let's stick with 5 o'clock.
Works for me.
Does that work for everybody else?
Works.
Five, so six. Alright.
And Michelle Metcalf, would you mind making sure to post that?
I'll get it.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
That's all that I have.
Thank you. Randy, do you have any other thing that you need to ask?
No.
Okay, alright. Matt?
Is this our comment time? Is that the basic address?
Is it comments or questions?
No, comments, I mean.
Oh, okay, I thought you said that you were, comments or questions?
I'm sorry, I mean, I just.
I have comments, yes.
Yeah, you have comments?
No, I'm just thankful, as always, for town employees, thankful for the good news on the road that Charlie had given me over the phone, and I hung up the phone and, you know, got my cheerleader outfit on. I was really excited about it, Charlie. And it is great news for the town that we're getting the finances with that, and it minimizes costs for the town. It's just, it's really bigger than a lot of people realize. It's actually, Charlie has a way better understanding of it than I do. And I just said, hoorah, I'm happy for us. At any rate, I'm just thankful to live here. I'm thankful to be able to serve. And I always just prompt people that if they have questions, you know, call the town, get hold of me, and, you know, I'm here to help. And that's what we're here for.
Absolutely.
That's all I have.
Alright. Matt?
Kind of piggybacking off of what he said, but, you know, the whole CIS-60 project and finding out, you know, that we're finally getting some of our safety concerns that residents have been talking about for years now addressed. It's not gonna happen overnight. It's gonna take some time. But we're finally getting the stop and go lights that people have wanted for quite a while now. And with the help of NDOT and our state representatives and Charlie working on it, it's great news. And knowing that next year, you know, we're gonna finally be breaking ground on starting 31. So that'll be good news too. So see some more improvements happening and seeing the road projects that are currently going on in our town currently to upgrade our asphalt has been really, really good news for our residents. So that's about it.
Absolutely. Scott?
A couple items. I was invited to tour the new police station. I'm excited that's opening up for those police officers and employees that work at the police department. I think it's a much needed addition to the town, so I'm very happy for them. Last week Police Week, National Police Week, so the council had a chance to show our thanks for those officers that go out and keep us safe every day and night. So I'm glad to see you take part in that. Memorial Day weekend's coming up. Just remember the reason for the holiday. And I'll be doing my best to be able to park at 11 a.m. I think that is a great ceremony. I really enjoy the Boy Scouts being involved in the town. The partnership that we have with them, and not to be a dead horse, but I would love to see something that shows the people in this town how much money we actually save them. I hear about how much money we spend, but when we look at it, when we look at the amount of taxpayer dollars that we save by being persistent, having the right conversation with the right people. There's people in this town who I know personally that work for organizations like NDOT, and they have our vested interest, they have a personal interest in ensuring that the traffic in this town is safe and moves efficiently. I thank them for that. I'm not going to say their names in public meetings, they enjoy privacy. And you know, Charlie working with NDOT is, I mean, we're moving things. Complaints that this town has had for decades are being fixed. And I mean, if we can show people that and remind them how hard the people actually work in this town, our town employees, town council, and what we go through to make the town better. Now, for the record, I said make the town better, not bigger, better. And address the concerns that residents have had for a very, very long time in this town. It's amazing the amount of stuff. I thank all you guys for the last 2 years of the extra hours and extra phone calls, meetings, and everything that we've done to try to make our town better. So I appreciate all that. Have a great holiday weekend. That's all I have. So,
there.
This past Saturday, Lakeside had their community yard sale ordeal going on. Several homes participated in it. And several conversations I had with Charlie, they actually got all the paving done over there on Friday. I think there was one roller left sitting there on the street. But other than that, all the equipment was gone. All the paving looks fantastic. And it really looked good. People from out of town come in and see the new pavement, and they had to notice that. So kudos for them to getting all the paving done.
It wasn't by accident.
It wasn't by accident. You're right. I know. And not to jump on the Highway 60, but there were a lot of people behind the scenes that were involved in that. Charlie and I have had several conversations about that. And I'm not going to name names either, but there were people involved in that ordeal. And it's just, man, I know I still want to see Randy in that cheerleader outfit. There were a lot of people with smiles on their faces when the news came through that we were getting that done for the amount of money that we were getting it done for. So, again, everybody have a safe Memorial Day weekend. And like he said, remember what it's all about.
That's right.
That's all I had.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, there's a few things, just a few notes out there that I wanted to bring into everybody's mind. Don't forget the trash pickup. If you get your trash picked up on Monday, it'll be on Tuesday. So be patient with everyone that we've got moving forward on that. Once again, the town, the Wilkerson Park, Memorial Day, with the American Legion and their local Boy Scouts, at 11 o'clock on Monday. If the pool opens on Saturday, usually on Fridays. I know we had this little thing, but I think we're trying to give everybody more an opportunity to take advantage of this discount offer on Saturday. So we're doing that this weekend. Okay, there's no meeting on June the 13th. We will have our meeting on June the 27th. Also mentioned our middle school track team had a great weekend. And support, showing support for a lot of things that they accomplished. So it sounds like and we've got a lot of great things moving on in that position. But like you all said, more than anything, it's just the progress and everything that we're doing moving forward. It's hard, you know, to get everybody to get on the same page. What's been great about everybody here sitting here, whether you're an employee, whether you're our clerk treasurer, or executive secretary, or town manager, or town attorney, our police department. I mean, everyone comes to the table with ideas and things, and it's great to see how everybody's willing to be a part of it and understand what's needed. We had a great meeting earlier today. I think it was a positive conversation, and so hopefully that works out for the best for everyone as well. And like I said, I appreciate Liv's Paving has done for us, just not this year, just not last year, but the year before. Their desire to help us bring our community as a whole. And so we thank everyone that's involved in the Community Crossings Grant, from the governor to our senator to our legislators, and their desire to help us move forward. So other than that, I really don't have anything else to say. Michelle, do you have anything to say?
No.
Anyone else? All right, with that said, I ask for a motion to adjourn. Got a motion by Scott, second by Matt. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
6:55.